Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys are back. That's The Usual Suspects. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more show before we get any further into the show. Want to do what we like to do, which is give away things to you, the loyal suspects of the show. So, want to tell you all about Local Brews, Local Grooves, which is coming up this weekend at the House of Blues. It is a great event. Saturday, July the 1st, it is just as the title says, Local Brews, Local Grooves, which means plenty of music. House of Blues, 20 craft breweries, an electric mix of 13 buzzworthy local bands, and new Green Street Outdoor Stage and Beer Garden, all part of the House of Blues. Tickets and information available at houseofblues.com. You must be 21 and up. And right now, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Local Brews and Local Grooves. That means if you want to go and you want two tickets for free and you listen to the show, you need to be caller number 15. Caller number 15. I just want to see if I could throw Nick off. Like, I told him I was going to say 56, so I was kind of sitting on it. But caller 15 to the intern of your choice, and they'll let you know where you stand. But caller 15, two tickets. And if you don't win tickets to Local Brews, Local Grooves, then you can also check them out at the House of Blues this weekend, Saturday, July the 1st, and go to houseofblues.com for more information.
It wasn't too harsh. They did caller number 25 to intern Alexa today. So
that was kind of mean.
And I think it was just like a usual thing. I think we're actually nicer than the most. Average show.
Let's be honest. We're nicer than most on this station. To be honest
are
with you.
Are we?
I think we're nicer than, well, you kind of bring us down a little bit. But other than that, I think that we're nicer than most
Although,
on any of the stations under this roof.
I would have never agreed with you until, who was it to call you yesterday? I was like, yeah, Barry's an a-hole.
Yeah, he pretty much called you. Was it Jay?
I don't know.
No, not Jay.
But he was like, but I kind of agree with him now. And I was like, why am I an a-hole? He was like, no, but I like it, though. Okay. Okay. I'm so confused.
Well, one of your boys is on hold, and he wants to talk about your toilet situation.
Let's do it.
Troy, what's up?
Like an hour later.
What's going on, guys?
Troy, what's up, man?
I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in all my life. You talk about your toilet.
Dude, it's not funny. It's a wreck in my house.
So if the wax ring's put on right, the boo-boo never touches the wax ring. Yes, it looks gross, but it never touches it.
Are you sure? Because it looks like it high-fives it on the way down.
Yes, they don't high-five on the way down the pipe. Oh, my God.
Are you sure?
Yes, I've been doing it for about 30 years.
Have you? Well, then they did mine wrong, because I'm pretty sure the boo-boo water and the wax ring were slow dancing. Because it's nasty, Troy. It's nasty.
They do make an adapter you'll put on top of your existing flange.
Okay.
And you can bolt it down, and it'll hold it down. But the other collar, that neoprene, that rubber gasket, it's good, but you've got to have it on there perfectly straight, or if it pinches, the bottom, you're going to have water coming out underneath.
No, I don't need that. That's why I had to do this to begin with. I don't need more crap water flowing around the bathroom. My wife will not be happy with me.
And if it pinches, ooh.
No.
I'm telling you.
The wax ring's been around for a long time for a reason. It's they compensate for a little error when you install it, but good luck with it. I was laughing so hard.
I appreciate it, Troy. I appreciate it, my man. I'm glad that my pain and misery can, you know, make Troy laugh. Oh.
Welcome into the second hour of Tool Time as we continue to your home fix it good and repair advice. Needs.
Somebody did. I appreciate the advice.
Absolutely.
It's good to know. But somebody did suggest that I have my own home improvement show, which would pretty much just be me failing at all my home improvement tasks. And my wife going, no, you need to call someone. That's what the whole show would be. Let me give you the numbers of the people that I call.
Hour number three, we're going to be smooth caulking in the bathtub. Show you how to do that. Do some polished edging. Possibly some staining of old antique furniture that you want to bring back to life and get new use in your house, apartment, or garage.
No.
No?
Negatory. Nope, I'm not doing that. And a lot of people are texting the show telling me that I was thinking of Elmer Fudd. I'm almost 100% positive it's Yosemite Sam.
And I said
Elmer Fudd was saying, "Ooh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits." That was Elmer Fudd. But he never, I don't think he ever hated the rabbit like Yosemite Sam did.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
And then don't be yelling at me during the break when I'm watching cartoons trying to find it.
I didn't
because
yell.
Because you yelled. No,
I just
you
gave you a look.
You yelled at me. You hurt.
Nick, what happened was you started playing the bump back music, right? So he had his headphones off and he was listening to the cartoons full blast, waiting for his audio clip of the day.
Which never came.
Right. But then when he heard the music, he put his headphones on as if he could be the only one to hear the cartoon going back on. And I'm looking at him like, you're going to turn that off, right? Yeah. Yeah, so his headphones are on right now, but I'm hearing someone snoring.
You're hearing
on a cartoon.
It through the mic. Yeah. Yosemite Sam is walking through a bunch of lions with Bugs Bunny told him to.
That's him. It's got to be him.
Now do that impression, Joel. You do impression. Do that one.
No, because you'd like one. Nick's well, gonna I rack see, it, and, you can do, only and do I could do the face.
You can only do it if you shake your face, and your glasses and headphones and everything would go flying like mine would.
I would
that's
take
all
the
there.
Glasses off.
No, would you? Did, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to trick you into just making everything fly everywhere. It didn't work.
No.
Oh well.
Okay, so the Celtics right now. Just so you're curious, the Celtics are supposedly working on a deal to acquire Paul George, sign Gordon Hayward, and make a run at it. Would that be enough?
I sign Paul George.
So you end up with Gordon Hayward, Paul George. Don't lose anybody, per se. Isaiah Thomas.
So you don't get rid of Al Horford?
Nope.
He's still there?
Yep.
I still don't think that's enough.
So
even in the
Thomas,
East, I don't think
George,
that's enough.
Hayward.
Celtics are aggressively pursuing both Hayward and George. And Woj is also confirming the Celtics would want to get a verbal commitment from Hayward before attempting to finalize a deal for George. However, Indiana won't necessarily be operating on the same schedule as Boston. They might take their time with Paul George, or if Boston drags their feet, they will look elsewhere.
I still don't
Those
think it's enough.
Those guys just don't. Like, Gordon Hayward is a good player.
Look at the
to
big
me,
three.
He doesn't fit the vibe of superstar.
No, and look at and again, going back to what, you know, my thoughts on Thomas is that, yes, he had a superstar caliber year, but it's 1 year. I want to see him do it and be consistently that good over the course of several years.
You are something else. That's like the third time today.
So, no, I don't think that big three rivals, even in the East, it doesn't rival the big three in Cleveland.
Now, I will say this.
It's better, but it doesn't
I
rival
said,
them.
Blake Griffin's a better fit in Boston right from the get-go.
That's probably not a bad idea.
But they said Gordon Hayward may return to Utah or go to Miami. If he does, Blake Griffin would be substituted for Gordon. I think Boston is a better team with Blake Griffin and Paul George instead of Gordon Hayward.
Mm.
He runs the floor. He's athletic, but he can shoot it from the outside and face it up, but he'll give you more rebounds, and he's a tougher, stronger presence on the defensive side of the ball.
I don't know if I agree with you on that. I mean, I see the point, and it's a valid point, but I don't know about that. I'm just not that high on Griffin to begin with, though. But that's just me. It's kind of like me with Sonny Gray. I might be the only guy that doesn't want the Astros to go get Sonny Gray. But just an opinion, right?
Right.
So did you see the anti-NBA awards that came out?
I did not.
I think it was done by For the Win, but there was this anti-NBA awards. I wanted to get y'all's thoughts on this. Nick, you're going to have to pay attention to the show for a minute, too. Sorry.
I actually just Googled anti-NBA awards. So I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah. So worst, it was in the rundown. You know, if you would read the sheet, you would see it. So worst sixth man of the year award went to Jeff Green. After signing a $15 million deal, Green put up career lows in points, rebounds, assists, and field goal percentage in a reserve role for the Magic.
I was going to say, who did he play for?
The all-bad defensive team. You ready?
James on there?
No.
Really?
It surprised me, too. Enes Kanter, Kevin Love, Shabazz Muhammad, Ben McLemore, and your starting point guard, Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
For the all-bad defensive team for the NBA. There was the worst executive of the year award. You want to take a stab at it, either of you?
Phil?
Yes. Phil Jackson wins.
Good job,
worst man. Executive of the year award. Least improved player. Memphis Grizzlies Chandler Parsons wins the least improved player of the year.
I wouldn't have guessed that, but that's a good call.
It is. Yep. Worst coach of the year? Take a guess.
The Kings coach? Who was the Kings coach?
No, that's Dave
Earl
Baker.
Watson of the Suns.
Why?
Worst coach of the year. For some reason, Phoenix rushed Watson up to the NBA coaching ladder, promoting him from assistant to a lead to a head coach in a matter of years, and his inexperience shows the Suns don't play well together and are undisciplined on the defensive end. That was their reason for giving it to Earl Watson. And then your least valuable player of the year award.
Derrick Rose, for sure.
No, Derrick Rose.
Least valuable. So a lot of money, not a lot of production.
Yes. Darren Williams, Mavericks, Cavs.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's still soaking up big dollars.
Williams played for the team during the 2016-17, the Cavs and Mavericks. Here are the records with Williams on and off the roster this past season. Williams on the roster, 34-48 with a .414 winning percentage. Williams off the roster, 51-32. Those teams won 61% of their games. 20% better without him than with him. That's your least valuable player of the year.
I don't know if you saw this.
Those
or
are
not.
All really good. I can't argue with any
legit.
Of those.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I saw was someone had tweeted during the finals, Kevin Garnett was in the crowd. Every time Darren Williams took a shot and he missed, Garnett was just all over him.
Really?
Yelling things and like cussing at him. And it's like, I don't understand where the venom is between Kevin Garnett and Darren Williams. But boy, it was there because he was like, even out of character for Kevin Garnett, he was passionate about it.
Yeah. And I'm not quite sure why.
I'm not either.
But
I was like, is there a fight somewhere I missed? Or was it like part of a rivalry that we're not thinking of?
Some
or
subtweeting going on that no one's aware
right.
of? Someone said, Barry, you're an idiot. Elmer Fudd definitely hated Bugs Bunny. Yeah, I know that. But there was a saying where he goes, "Oh, I hate that wabbit." And that was a rabbit. And that was Yosemite Sam. I'm almost positive. It was either Fudd or Sam, dude. Like, it's
your
one of those two.
Positivity is.
And I can't find it. But I'll find it and stop calling me an idiot, jerk face. those awards were good, though. I really like those. Although I do think that missing James Harden from the all-bad defensive team. Would you replace Ben McLemore or Isaiah Thomas with James Harden on the all-bad defensive team?
See, I think Isaiah Thomas
or is probably
limited by
good
his
to go.
Own physical size but more than anything else.
Okay, but that still doesn't excuse bad defense. I mean, you're going to play bad defense if you're that size.
See, I put Melo up there. Doesn't Melo have pretty bad defense?
It's not great.
Yeah, but
you'd
put
him over
James
Shabazz
Harden on a night-in, night-out basis?
Or over Shabazz
Muhammad?
So you
would say Melo's defense is probably better than Harden's?
Ugh. Could you imagine both?
That's
of them?
A really tough call for me.
That's
honestly,
that's a pretty even Steven right there.
And then they want to talk. And then there's talk about putting them both together. The all bad defensive team would be the Rockets.
No,
if you trade Pat Bev,
well, if you do, Pat Bev and Trevor Ariza keep you from that distinction,
right? And I tried to say that Ariza still had it. You guys told me he didn't. But if at the end of the day, if he's older,
he still has some. He doesn't
if he's
have what
older,
he had,
yeah, he's not elite anymore, but he still plays. But even then, he's going to be another year older. The whole Rockets team could be all bad. Well, I mean, Capella's, I guess, a rim protector at least.
So
he'll block
Ryan
some
Anderson,
shots.
Buddy.
Shut up. You're not
that Ryan
that.
Anderson could play
that
some low post, buddy.
There. Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you the way he can defend and shoot that one step fadeaway and the three. He is not one dimensional. He uses many dimensions on the offensive side of the ball.
Yay, yay!
All right, we're going to be back with much more. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Want to let you guys know, if you want to get ready to wave your fun flag at main event this 4th of July, now's the time to prepare. Because nothing says the 4th of July like being able to wave your flag in public. So I'm going to let you know right now, if you wave your flag in public, you can listen here all week for your chance to win a $25 fun card valid for gameplay throughout a main event center near you. Head for fun this 4th of July to a main event. Eat, bowl, play, wave your flag.
And also, we're supposed to promote that app. So if you are not in the car, not at home, or live in another country like Barry Laminack does, download the app.
ESPN, go to ESPN975.com. You can listen live from there if you ever have any problems with the signal. And also, download the app. You can take us anywhere. I mean, you could go on the El Paso comedy tour and take us on the back roads.
That's right. That's what I do.
Get your doorbell rung, your oil changed, and get the show every single day and never miss a minute.
When I'm on the road, I listen to the app.
Okay.
It's true.
I actually do listen to the app, so I'm not...
I dig it.
I'm not being facetious.
I'm not either. I use the...
Living where we live, I listen to the app because you turn the corner the wrong way and you lose the signal.
Yep.
Well, same thing with me being out, you know...
In the farm.
Yeah, out in the farmlands. It comes in handy. Just use that Bluetooth and you can project it over your speakers in the car. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I dig it.
It ain't bad.
Did you say someone tweeted to me some stats about James Harden's defensive rating?
Well, comparing to LeBron, because you said LeBron could have been on that first team, right?
So I didn't say that.
First team defense. We both talked about the fact that you could have, legitimately,
he
you could substitute.
Have, yes, that LeBron played good defense and could have made the team. Correct.
Right.
So what did you tweet to me? Or what did this person tweet to me?
So this person, that shall remain nameless for the time being.
Low Kurt. Call him Low Blow.
This is why nobody takes Barry is Funny serious. 2016-17 season defensive rating. James Harden, 107.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, 108. And then he tagged Nick and I.
Does he understand that the defensive rating, when you see a 107, is how many points they average that they would give up in a game? Does he understand that that's what that rating is?
Well, his point being that Harden's at 107, LeBron's at 108, so that means LeBron shouldn't be all defensive team because he's given up a lot of points.
Oh, is that what is the point he's making?
I might have said that too articulately. I don't know.
Okay. Just, I don't think he knows what the defensive rating is. I think he thinks 100 is a good thing. Like 100 is a perfect rating. That's how many points they give up. So I don't think anyone should be clamoring for James Harden or LeBron James if he's giving up 100 points a game to make the all defensive team. Although I will say defensively, LeBron James has made bigger plays in bigger situations.
I think that defensive rating thing can sometimes get a little bit skewed. When you look at the versatility LeBron gives you, LeBron can guard a four, he can guard some fives, he can guard a point guard, he can guard all five positions on the floor. Now, is he going to do all those well? Is he quicker than a point guard? Probably not all of them, probably not most of them. But is he going to be physically able to hold his own in the low post and on a wing and defensively one-on-one on an island? I believe so. And I believe he can close the gap, as he's shown, to catch guys from behind and block shots. Whereas James Harden's going to stop, pull up, tell the official he was fouled on the play before, and watch a guy score a layup.
The one thing Harden doesn't get credit for is steals. He does get his fair share of steals.
Sure, because if you don't get back and play defense and a guy throws a cross-court pass, he throws it right at your dome.
Well, because he gambles a lot, too, and a lot of olays and trying to go behind the back of the defender to pick the ball. And he's not successful very often, but he is enough that it enhances his steal rate. So... trying to use a stat that a guy has given up 107 points a game to either make your point or disprove mine seems kind of silly. You could have done better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he can't because he can't tell you.
Well, all he has to do is unblock me. And then that way I can block him.
Unblock
him. Because I can't block him while he has me blocked, and that's really what's pissing me off.
At least you haven't made that known.
Yeah, now he knows your plan, so he's never going to unplug.
That's all right. I don't care. In fact, I kind of want to – he's the LeVar Ball of this show now. I don't even want to talk about him anymore. Him or Barry Warner or LeVar Ball. That's my ban list, my personal ban list of talking.
Which means it's ours too, Nick.
In fact, if you guys can talk about him, I just don't want to.
The man doesn't even know what player defensive rating means. How could a player give up 107 points? That's what Kurt Lowe just said to you.
I'm not talking about him anymore. If he doesn't understand that, just tell him to go, just Google it. Look up basketballreference.com. You'll see what defensive rating is. It's right there, playa.
So it looks like Woj is going to ESPN, huh?
Well, it's been rumored for a long time. Is it finally
happening? But I think there's reports again today saying that he's going to start July 1.
A lot of people were upset because they're saying a lot of those cuts that came down were because they're still going to pay exorbitant amounts of money for guys like Woj.
Mm. I can see that. I'm sure he's making a pretty penny.
Well, and Stephen A, too, took a lot of heat because Stephen A's making a pretty penny.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, Stephen A does
He earns
still,
it, man, because people, like him or not, they follow him. They listen to him every day.
They love to hate him, and there's something to be said for that. Unfortunately, it's very LeVar Ballish.
Skip Bayless,
love
too.
To hate him, and he's going to get clicks on websites and views on those videos. And I don't know how many people tune in on a daily basis to watch that show, but it's obviously enough to keep it going.
I actually like the clips and stuff. Like today, I actually don't follow Stephen A. that much, but there's like a montage of him like attacking Phil Jackson for Lamar Odom being his first move. He's like, "Your first move as an executive was a guy that was on crack," and he said it like five
really
times,
good. Yeah.
Like in five different shows. So they just kept replaying the montage of him just saying a guy that was on crack, and I thought it was pretty funny. So that's the stuff I look for when I follow Stephen A. I never watch his show live ever. But
what?
Never.
Why
Skip
not?
Skip Bayless is the same way.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you got Shannon Sharp.
No. I'm good. I can't watch those. I really can't do those at all.
Skip, there's something I want to tell you right now, Skip. That's just not the kind of play that you're trying to make when you're trying to make plays, when you're trying to get down the field, Skip. This is the kind of play that you need to make if you're going to make plays, Skip. This is what I'm talking about. I'm Shannon Sharp, and I said so.
You're going to hell for that. You know that, right? You're going to
you
go
know,
to hell.
It's true, though.
Yeah. Did you see this Mike D'Antoni thing where he made that joke about the Knicks? Do you have the audio, Nick?
He got quite a bit out of his mouth during his speech.
Yeah. He did. You said he talked a lot before he even mentioned the Rockets. But yeah. I thought the one point what he made about New York was pretty funny.
I never thought I would be in New York and have to thank the sports writers for Coach of the Year, but so be it.
That's pretty funny. That's
even Monty Williams, who got the first ever Craig Sager Award.
Yeah, I heard that was that.
Which was
folks
fantastic.
Were choking up. Yeah.
But he even said, well, there's a lot of stuff about New York. But he goes, the greatest thing that ever happened to me was I got traded out of New York, got traded to San Antonio, and those guys have been the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. So everybody was bashing New York a little bit last night.
Well, maybe they've earned it. Chael Sonnen was there. He just said something, too. All right, guys. I want to tell you about one of my favorite new places to eat in Houston. We just got through talking about it. I can't rave about them enough. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. They're located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. You need to go by there. You need to check it out. It's a fusion of Southern comfort and Indian food. You're going to absolutely love this place. I promise you. And I'll be honest with you. The first time I went there, I was kind of skeptical because I had Indian food one time before and I didn't like it. It wasn't good. It wasn't my thing. I went to Cowboys and Indians. I had their butter chicken. I absolutely loved it. Since then, I've been eating everything on the menu, and I haven't gone wrong with anything yet. And it's not just me. After I had posted my first trip there and some pictures, some friends of mine went out there later and thanked me because they didn't know it existed, and they really enjoyed the Indian food there. It's all made from family recipes. As I was telling you, they have recipes that he's making from his grandmother, Haas, is in the kitchen. So go check it out. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Ton of fusion favorites that you're going to love. They're known for their butter chicken. They got the best butter chicken in Houston, but they also have the non-quesadillas. Today, I had the Himalayan Heat Burger, and it's a must-try burger in the city of Houston. They have wings, sliders. If you don't feel like chicken curry, they have chicken fried steak. It's all delicious, all authentic family recipes. And while you're there, you can enjoy their full-service bar. And even if you don't feel like going, if you don't feel like getting off the couch, you can have it delivered. Cowboys and Indians is on DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. Again, they're located at 1901 Taft. You can get more information on Facebook. Just search for CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey, y'all. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it. And when you go out there, tell Haas and Imran Barry said hello.
ESPN
97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We're at the midway point. We got a good hour and a half left to go in the show. So if you want to join us, please do 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line. If you want to talk about defensive rating and breaking it down for us point by point, well, there's other shows around the network and around the city that you can probably call in and get a line right now. So I don't know if you heard this or not. I was going to ask you guys, and then you said you really didn't watch the show. But Westbrook wins the MVP. Well-deserved. And he goes up there to give his speech.
Yeah.
And it was almost like you were watching Kevin Durant MVP speech part deux. So if you remember, Kevin Durant didn't have a show, right? But he, when he does it, he calls his teammates up. They're all behind him.
Yep.
Westbrook called them all up. Five were there, so they were behind him. Durant goes with a heartfelt speech about his mom. Westbrook goes with a heartfelt speech about his family. Started to cry a little bit. Both of them did that. I'm going, he's going to get killed for this. And it was very, very long. So I don't know if you guys had a chance to hear it or not, but we have some excerpts of it. So it sounded a little something like this.
My road dog. You mean so much to me, man. You're my role model. You're my role model.
Talking about
the man he is today, man, just for helping me, lift me up every single day. My brother, man, he texts me every single game at halftime, every game. Since I've been in the league, he texts me every game at halftime. He don't got to do that, man. He does that because he has a kind heart, and he looks out for me. Man, I love you from the bottom of my heart, brother.
That was after he thanked his mom and dad. That was before he thanked his wife. He did thank his teammates. It was very long, but the one thing I kept thinking was people are going to start making comparisons to the Kevin Durant speech.
Because it was very similar, huh?
Yeah.
I wish he would have tried to steal his line. Be like, MVP for real, that's you. Like, just real close to it, but not exactly the same.
That I was just kind of hoping slick. He would go something with cupcakes.
He won best style, by the way. Russell Westbrook did. How on God's beautiful green earth is that possible?
You just got to be super different these
days. Just outrageous.
But that doesn't make it stylish. It makes you different.
True.
That's not style. That's if he wanted to win, like, most peculiar dresser or something like that. You know, like, most guy who gives the least craps about what you think about the way he dresses award. That's definitely Russell Westbrook. Most stylish? No, player. Like, that's not. The some of the stuff he wears and wore is not stylish.
During the Rockets, same thing. The shirt that's halfway buttoned down with no undershirt and
like
just,
he wears Komodos, like all these weird. I don't know what it's just. It's not style to me. That's
he's definitely
not
one
style.
Of the guys that wore the glasses without the lenses, right?
Yes,
he was definitely one of those.
He
dudes.
Started
See,
that.
How is that style? To me, that's like you just need a nose and a mustache, and now it's just a comedy prop. Like, that makes no sense to me that he was up for it along with Dwayne Wade and Amon Shumpert. Now, I don't know what Amon Shumpert wears.
Well, I've seen some of D-Wade's get-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, those aren't exactly...
No, I don't understand, though, how those... Russell Westbrook winning the award, though. I get it. Most outrageous or whatever? Yes, of course. Most... I don't give a bleep about how you... What you think? Yes. But stylish? Come on, man. You got to sell that to somebody else.
You got to think about your other choices, though. I mean, even if you look past those three, not a whole lot.
It's the NBA. So here was the question, which I'll do this last. I want to get to some of these texts. Somebody said, I listen on the app all the time because HD audio is the best.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Someone sent me a YouTube video that I'm going to have to watch at the break and said, watch the last 5 seconds. I'm not a jerk face. Because of the Elmer Fudd thing. So I think we'll see.
Okay.
Shannon Sharp impression spot bleeping on.
Thank you very much.
Yep. And then followed by Joel's Shannon Sharp sounded like JB Smoove. That's kind of
kinda true. Kind,
that is. But that's good. That means you could do.
Thank you very much.
That means you could do a J.B. Smoove impression now, too. You just didn't know you could.
You could do a J.B. Smoove, man. He was like my favorite character on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't know if you ever watched that show.
No.
But, oh, he's hilarious.
Good God, that was funny. Do the rest of the show in the Shannon Sharp voice, please, Joel.
I used to do it when he was on CBS.
Don't encourage him, guys. It's gonna get out of control.
I used to do it just by in the comfort of my own home whenever he was on CBS when they'd have him do a highlight. And I'll be like, oh, no, there's a whole lot of S's in this highlight package with these teams. This could be trouble.
He's on Fox Sports Southwest. Yeah. Just spit flying everywhere.
Well, you know, JB, see, here's the thing, JB. When he looks across the middle, JB, he's wide open, JB. But if he doesn't get the ball right away, JB, he's going to have some problems when he's trying to get up the sideline. The sidelines are thick, but he's going to step out, JB. It's going to be a problem because he's not going to get to the end zone.
I'll be over here if you guys need me. I'm just going to step out of the way. It's good, though. It's good. Someone asked me what a non-quesadilla is. N-O-N-quesadilla.
I knew someone was going to ask that.
It's non as a type of bread.
N-A-H?
It's N-A-H-N, or maybe N-O-H-N. I don't know. But it's a quesadilla made with non-bread instead of a flour tortilla. And they're
rest
legit.
Assured, it is fantastic.
Yeah. Somebody asked, I guess, because it's in the read that I did.
Yeah. That's why I said, because I heard it on the read, and I thought someone was going to question it. But it's like a, what's the best way to explain it, though? It's like,
it's just a quesadilla with, like, it's like a pita almost.
Like a pita bread, exactly
right.
Yeah,
it's like a quesadilla like. And a pita bread.
A pita bread.
And they legit. Get it just crispy enough. It's like, it's got good texture to it. But man, oh man, with the combination of cheese and the chicken and stuff that they put in there, or the shrimp, it's really good.
Now, here's an interesting question.
All right.
Somebody texted this to the show, and I guess they're asking all of us, what's your favorite show on ESPN 97.5 outside of yours? So outside of The Usual Suspects. I'll go first. I don't want to put you guys on the spot.
We know exactly where
Houston Game Day.
Oh, right.
I hate that. Joel thought he was going to say.
What did you think I was going to say, Joel?
I thought you'd say the Blitz.
Hell no. Houston Game Day, baby. All day. What's yours, Joel? Come on.
I'm going to say John and Sean.
I thought he was going to say that,
John and Sean.
Unfiltered?
Yeah.
Unfiltered. Okay. Yeah, just because I love Sean's. Sean is so underrated in terms of just what he brings to the table from a football perspective. I see a lot of these ass clowns on TV trying to analyze football that aren't even close to what Sean brings to the table on a daily basis.
Okay, Nick?
I like the John, Rahil, and Dell combo. I think they do. I think they do really well. I think when Dell kind of gives John crap for random stuff.
That's not my name.
No love for the Blitz, huh?
That's not my name.
I mean, I like the Blitz.
I mean,
that's not my name.
As far as like laughs per minute, I'd have to go Blitz. I laugh more per minute listening to that show than any show. But
I laugh when they're constantly busting me on the air. So
that's why you.
That's
don't
why
pick
they
them.
Were 1B in my.
That's mind. Why you wouldn't pick them, huh? got them ruffled. Russell
I don't know
Jimmies.
How much time you got? I
got mean, them Russell Jimmies, huh? Somebody said it's spelled N-A-A-N, non N-A-A-N. So there you go.
Thanks to the people at Cowboys and Indians for clearing
that up for us. I don't know if that was them texting the show. That sharp almost made me crash. Funny as hell. So you found something, and you guys stop encouraging him because he's never going to stop doing it now.
I didn't want to do it second time. They asked for it. All right, right now I want to tell you about the fine people at Window World of Houston and the deals that they have for you on windows that can bring down your energy bills but also make your house look that much better inside and out. Right now, energy bills are going up across the board. You know it's going to get to the dog days of summer, and it's going to be hot. And because you have leaks around your windows, your bills are going to go up for air conditioning. Now you're just throwing money out the window. See what I did there? Unless you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. You can get premium quality double-hung, double-pane windows, just $189 a window. $45 extra gets you the Solar Zone Low E, which meets Texas energy regulations. And the best part about it, besides the fact that they meet the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, is the fact that you can get a free estimate right now, written. People will come to you, they will check out your windows, they will give you a free written estimate, and they will walk away. If you want Window World to follow up on that estimate and do something to make your energy bills go down and the look and feel of your house go up by changing your windows out, just give them a call. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. They will come to your house. They will give you a written estimate. They will show you how it will reduce your energy bills and increase the efficiency of your house, and then they will leave it up to you. But if you choose Window World, you are choosing simply the best for less. Give them a call.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, if you're on a slow tugboat through Houston right now because the monsoon is upon us, and Noah,
home today.
Noah is loading up the ark. Best thing you can do is download the app, ESPN 97.5, ESPN975.com, where you can listen live, but also go to ESPN975.com, and it'll walk you through how to download the app. You have it on your phone. You can take us anywhere. The signal is fantastic, and you don't have to worry about being interrupted by lightning and a monsoon like we did last segment.
Dude, this is crazy.
I mean, it's firing off the windows right now.
For a second, I couldn't see out the window.
So this is what I was expecting. What was it? Last week?
I was expecting this yesterday.
This
when
was
they said,
Cindy.
And I was watching it slowly roll in through the window. I was like, oh, yeah, this looks like it's going to rain a little. But holy cow.
I should be fine. It's more for a
it's like
run
darker about... in the building because it's so dark
it
out
is.
There.
Oh, man. Boy. Was that a lightning bolt?
I think we're still on the air.
You think we're still on the air? Are you sure? I heard
text
the electricity.
Us or tweet us if we're still on the air.
I could hear electricity in my headphones from that lightning strike.
Yeah,
I
just that was the second time, by the way.
That does not make me feel good.
That was just the hair standing up on your headset.
Man, somebody said I listened to 97.5 for four people. Sean, John, Dale, and Joel, you two grew on me. I like you the most of the suspects. Barry cuts up too much, and Nick is never paying attention. So there's that. We also got The Rush with Dave Tepper and Jerome was my favorite. Then it moved to The Blitz, but now No Kiss Ass. Y'all show is far and away the best show on the station. Keep kicking ass, Ben the Skeleton. So we appreciate you.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
Thank you for listening.
Correct me because I don't know.
Even though the other guy was wrong about Joel being his favorite suspect.
No, he's not.
That's
everybody
way
is entitled their own opinion. So
even
before
if it's
The
wrong,
Blitz,
yes?
It was Tepper and Jerome?
I believe so in that time slot, yeah. Because the Blitz started on Sundays with Fred Fowler and Matt. What was the dude's name?
Do not know.
Was that prior to you, Nick?
Yes. Yeah. This
for
was a
sure.
long time ago.
Calvin Murphy was here for a while, right?
Calvin Murphy was in the
that was
our
in the
time
old building,
slot.
Though.
I think Calvin was in our time slot.
It was Calvin
or was he
and,
4-7?
But Calvin and Tepper.
Yeah, and then Carl Dukes replaced Murph. But yeah, the Blitz moved from Sundays to middays. I think they were doing this time slot, or maybe it was earlier, 10 o'clock, I don't know. And then they moved to drive time. They got big time and fancy, and now none of them will return my calls. So, yeah, that's how it goes. We're still on the air, by the way. Thank goodness.
Angel Munoz, by the way, said his top three shows, period. Houston Game Day, number one. Usual Suspects, number two. Then both Granado shows.
Houston Game Day, number one?
Number one.
I like that. I like the way that feller thinks. Just because I'm involved. No offense at you.
See what you did there to us, Nick? Yeah. Although you're involved in both.
This text came in, and this is probably text of the year. Barry is great. Nick sucks, and you guys are still on the air. So that's text of the year right there. Sorry,
there's
Nick.
So many nice guys out there in the city of Houston.
Sorry, Nick. Oh, Matt Dean was his name. It used to be Fred Fowler and Matt Dean on Sundays. And then those two, they moved that show. And Jong. Jong was an original Blitz producer.
Was it called The Blitz back then?
I believe it was. It was The Blitz on Sundays with Fred Fowler, Matt Dean. It was a poker show to start off with, by the way.
Oh. And Blitz?
I think so, yeah. It was Jong, Fred, and Matt. Then they moved it to middays. Then Matt left and AJ came in and did The Blitz. And then they moved that show to drive time. And the rest is history, as they say. So there you go. That's the story. As I know it. That could have been totally wrong. But that's as I know
it. Sell it and leave it there. You did a good job selling it, but then you gave him the out.
Well, because you know how this is. Everyone's going to be like, you're a stupid ass idiot, dumb face. That's not how it goes.
Barry, they're going to do that anyway.
I know. That's probably, so, yeah. You are 1,000% correct on that.
You know, that's the kind of thing you just roll on.
And now everyone's saying, listen, I can't read. Everyone's texting in about their shows and who they like and don't like. And that's going to be too many to read. But I appreciate any feedback you guys give us, good or bad. How about that? Whether you like us or hate us, we just appreciate you listening. How about that?
Absolutely.
How about that?
How about that? That's why we call you guys the suspects.
That's right.
Because you guys, as suspects, make us possible, and we appreciate that. It is nasty out there right now. Your Astros are playing at home. Thank God there's a roof over their head. They're taking on the A's.
Can I give you some disturbing news about your Astros?
Sure.
And I don't know if you knew this or not, but Jake Kaplan is estimating Dallas Keuchel won't be back till after the All-Star break now.
Certain people to be named nameless with the initials JB told you that about a week ago.
No.
Yeah, because I even brought it up to Jeff Blum, and he said...
But we were talking of them, right?
Well, but that was what we led with, and everybody's like, no. And then, you know, shortly after that, I was worried about that coming out and me saying that to Jeff because of the fact that on the news, they had an interview with Keuchel who said, I don't even want to go down for a rehab start. I don't want to go down to AAA. I want to just come right back and jump right in. So I'm thinking, well, there's a pretty good chance that he's going to jump right back in the next week or so, maybe before the Yankee series, maybe for the Yankee series. And then it started to be...
Well, because the article, Hinch didn't say anything about it until Sunday. So he said it's trending that way. As Astros manager AJ Hinch on Sunday wasn't ready to completely rule out Keuchel until after the break, but acknowledged it was trending that way because of timing. So either way... It's not great news because I feel like they're just holding it together with bubblegum and baling wire right now. And I'm not worried about them losing the lead necessarily. And I think it's good if it does stretch a little bit and Keuchel is not pitching, he's resting and that's fine, even though he's rehabbing an injury. Mm-hmm. But I want to see him out there. You know what I mean? I want to see him continue to maintain that form.
Anybody found the milk carton with Charlie Morton's update on it?
That's a good question, Joel. I have no idea. I have not heard anything.
On the West Coast, I know he had a bullpen session. I know they said that they didn't have any complications, but this is like, of all the people that have been on the DL, of all the people that people are asking questions about, no one's wondering about a guy that could be as important to the long-term success of this team for the rest of the regular season. Than Charlie Morton?
Yeah, I mean, he's right there in the middle of that, right? Like, he could be your third pitcher in the playoffs if they don't go out and make a move.
Can't complain about the velocity. Complain about what he did when he was out there. He kept you in ball games for the most part, and no one can find any information on him.
Yeah, I literally just Googled Charlie Morton status and then looked under the news tab on Google. Nothing. I can't find anything.
What the hell is going on around here?
Yeah, we need to know that. That's important. So can we talk more NBA or no? You want to talk Astros?
I hate basketball and period.
You hate the basketball?
Yeah, unless I get a chance to watch some college basketball next year, I'm going to feel really behind, but go ahead.
I wanted to get y'all's opinion, Nick, you included on this article I saw. It was 10 under the radar free agents that could make a big splash in the NBA.
Did our guy make it?
He did.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
right?
exactly okay, what you're okay, talking yeah, about. Okay, He's
good.
Number 3
okay, good.
On the list. Of course now the article doesn't come up. I assume you're speaking of one Taj Gibson.
Correct.
And I think he was 4. Reddick was 2 or 3 on the list.
Let me tell you something. J.J. Reddick could help a lot of teams in short order.
Think
about teams that are on the cusp.
Did we lose the internet connection, by the way? Is that what happened? Because it's not working for me.
I still have it on my computer.
Do you?
So,
okay. Yeah. Well, then you pull up the damn list.
Okay.
It's in the rundown sheet. It's right there. This is a nightmare.
So here's the thing. I'll try and carry this while you voice your problems.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the
talk
air.
About Taj.
No, I think first and foremost, J.J. Redick's a guy that could help so many different teams. You look at a team like, and I'm not saying get them over the top, but take a team like Milwaukee. Milwaukee's got a whole bunch of athletes, a whole bunch of guys that can finish at the rim. You got Adetokounmpo, who is just on the rise daily. You know, you got guys around him that make that team just a fun to watch, up and down, kind of attack the basket. But when they kick it out, they got no shooters. J.J. Redick on the perimeter, making you have to guard Adetokounmpo one-on-one and try and really do some things on Milwaukee to try and pick your poison could make them a hell of a lot better team. J.J. Redick on the Cavs, makes them one hell, because Kyle Korver was supposed to be that guy and he didn't pan out. J.J. Redick could be that guy. Rockets fans need to know, look no further than what J.J. Redick has done to them in the first quarter of games over the past 3 years, and realize he's averaged about 14 points in the first quarter of games that they played against the Rockets. He eats them alive.
Yeah.
He is a guy that could help so many teams in this league.
Well, he ended up at number two.
Okay.
So I'll start from the back end of the list now that it's loaded at number 10. Ersan Ilyasova.
Yeah, stretch four.
Yeah. Nine was Tony Allen.
I don't think Tony Allen.
35
now. Here's
now.
The thing. I was going to say, long in the tooth, I don't think he's got anything left in the tank. One of the greatest on-ball defenders in the history of this league. But if you pay him to play for your team, I think you're paying too much.
And he talked about coming back to Memphis. You a Tony Allen fan, Nick?
No, not a huge fan at all. I mean, not that I hate him. I didn't know that he was long in the tooth. I don't know that much about his personality, but I do know that he's a decent defender.
Can I tell you one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure he's on your side if you're in a dark alley, because he can
gangsta
flat like out
Patrick
you out.
Beverly-ish.
He's worse.
He's gangsta.
Yeah.
Number eight, Patrick Patterson. Under the radar free agent.
Patty Pat is a guy as a role player with the right team that can make a lot of sense, because he's a big that can shoot the three, but he'll still get you 7-8 rebounds a game, and he can make a mid-range jump shot. He's got value. There's no
he
doubt.
He do anything for you, Nicholas?
No, not really.
Ian Clark at seven.
No.
I mean, he's just a guy. Tyreke Evans at six.
A little.
Tyreke Evans can't shoot.
Number five was Zach Randolph. Zebo.
There's another guy, Nick,
another guy
way.
You don't want to fight.
You don't want him in a dark alley. You want him on your side at all times, but also, long in the tooth. As it is, he can't get a piece of paper under his tennis shoes when he jumps.
Does he help the Rockets as a free agent?
No, because they play fast. They play so fast that he can't keep up. Yeah, he can't keep up.
What about
he needs to play in a half court system?
Well, he would help in the postseason.
Well, you know why? Because they could go down on offense, and he could stay.
Stay there.
And then he'd come back.
He's not
and be
clogging
waiting.
Up
yeah,
everything.
He's just picking ends.
Taj Gibson at number four. We all are fully aware of how we feel. Yep. Our man love for Taj Gibson on the show. Yep. Number three was Rudy Gay. Checking in at number three.
Here's the thing: you've mentioned three either current or ex Grizzlies.
Yeah.
The thing with Rudy Gay, more than anything else, besides being long in the tooth as well, is the injury factor. You know, a couple of these guys on the list, you got to check them out physically, too. Rudy Gay has had some pretty serious injuries in the last couple of years. He used to be a high flyer. He used to be long and rangy, and he was a pretty decent shooter. I'll tell you what, I got to put Rudy Gay through a whole lot of screenings and tests to make sure he's healthy. But he could help somebody.
Yeah, health would be a
huge
concern
factor
for me. Two was J.J. Redick, which you've already talked about. Yep. And number one, do you want to try to guess or no? There's so many
there
to try to pick from.
There's a lot of players out there.
Gallinari.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. I like him, though.
I like him a lot.
He did well against the Rockets this year.
He is your number one under-the-radar NBA free agent who could make a big splash.
Here, he'd be a nice fit.
Yeah?
Because he does play up-tempo. Because he can shoot the three.
He can shoot, yeah.
Because he's 6'10". Physical enough to go in and get rebounds. He's
39% from three-point range.
Yep. Yeah, Gallinari is a nice fit on a lot of places, too. He's another – that's a guy that's going to be sought after, I would think.
So, of that list, who – give me your top three from that list.
For the Rockets or just in general?
Yeah, Rockets. I mean, who would you think from that list – or even just your one. Who is the one guy from this 10 that you would want on this team?
I like Gallinari.
Gibson?
I still say Taj Gibson because of for a lot of factors, simply because he's versatile. He's going to give you that low post defender. He can score in the post. Mm. You don't need him to do a whole lot of outside shooting, but he can make a 15-footer. But Gallinari is interesting. Gallinari, that's another nice fit because he can play big and he can play small.
And you like Gallinari first?
I just like him because he can shoot. He can shoot well. He's very confident when someone's in front of him. And he didn't have to be wide open.
That magic number from behind the three-point line for any shooter is 40%. You love that number, and he was at 39.
He's knocking down that door. He's knocking on it.
Yeah, so at 6'10".
And don't get me wrong.
At 6'10"?
Redick's the perfect fit for this team, but they already got Lou Williams and Eric Gordon. They don't need another shooter like that. Yeah. They need a big that can stretch the floor, pull defenders away from the basket. That's what Gallinari does. Taj Gibson's just going to be on both ends of the floor and upgrade.
Yep. Somebody else agreeing with you that Sean is super underrated, hysterical, and has a great knowledge of football. So there you go.
And he can knock it out of the park for stem cell research.
Oh, it said the rush was from noon to 2 when it was Dave and Jerome.
When was Murph on? Because wasn't it the Calvin Murphy show for a while?
Yeah. And then it was Put Up Your Dukes. But I think that was... I know The Rush was right before The Blitz, once The Blitz moved. But I don't remember when the hell The Blitz was first started.
Put Up Your Dukes.
Yeah.
I actually heard the static.
Did you hear the pops from the lightning in
my headset?
Ear?
Yeah. So we're under a barrage of lightning here in the Galleria area. Hopefully you're ducking, running, staying safe, and downloading the app. Because if you have the app, you're not going to have interrupted service. You're going to make sure you can't stop, won't stop when it comes to the usual suspects. That would be ESPN975.com. Download the app. Take us with you anywhere. Nick actually likes cold sheets that are clean, warm blankets, and a big television. You can take Nick anywhere you want if you download the app. Right now, the usual suspects, ESPN 975.
ESPN 975.